Good morning. It's 7:22.
The affluent and recession-proof Metro D.C. area could be about to be plunged into the biggest financial freefall it's ever experienced. Already, district and state officials are projecting what could happen if $1.2 trillion in federally mandated spending cuts take place. Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy at George Mason University, and as strong an expert on the local economy as any, joins us this morning. So are we about to fall into financial freefall here?
Well, good morning. No, I don't think so. Clearly, the federal government and its spending is the driving force in this economy. It's always been that way. It hasn't changed. It's become more important in the last 10 years. And we see signs already that the economy here has slowed down considerably, more so than the national economy during the last two quarters. And it's because of this uncertainty that surrounds the budget debate and the debt ceiling impasse. And also we're losing federal jobs now. Not many, but some. And so I think we're vulnerable.
How big do you expect the impact to be?
Well, the correct answer is nobody knows, because we don't know first whether or not sequestration is going to happen the way it was supposed to happen starting in 2013, and we don't know what's going to be cut back. My sense is that equipment purchases, manufacturing, is going to be hit more than technical services, and that what we do here in the Washington area is more essential to the operation of the federal government than what's done by federal contractors further away from the Washington area. But still, it would be realistic to assume that we're going to feel some cuts. And it's going to cost us, could be 30,000 federal jobs over the next couple of years. And contractor jobs won't grow like they have been.
Now, that may be the job picture. What about the impact all of that could have, say, on housing, which still for most of us is our biggest investment?
Well, what happens is that the whole economy begins to slow down. It's still going to grow. Our forecasts still show it growing, but at a very modest rate over the next 2 to 3 years, and after that, we just don't know. And what that does is take some of the price pressure off of housing. And so housing prices, which have been growing here now for 2 years, we've been one of the lucky areas in the country, they stop growing just because demand falls off. I think the uncertainty is the big issue. Nobody's going to want to take on a big mortgage if they're uncertain about their job. And so we get into a sort of a stalled economy that is waiting for some direction, and it doesn't appear like we're going to have that for a few years.
Well, feeling good after the market went up yesterday, and now we're bummed out again.
Well, we could have a few more days like yesterday, and you'd feel much better.
That would be nice. Stephen, thanks so much.
Good to talk with you guys.
Likewise. Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy at George Mason University.